something for the weekend. It's Trina Myrie here, Saturday morning, and Fergal Harrington is in from Intro Matchmaking, intro.ie. Good morning, Fergal.
Good morning, thanks for having me.
So listen, we were just talking off air there about the fact that it is well and truly wedding season. We have got invites coming out our ears at the moment.
Out the door, honest to God. Yeah, literally once the Maybank holiday comes in, it's all a go. And yeah, it can really heighten the sense of loneliness for single people. There's all the talk of where we go on this stag, the hens are happening, and like, God, what will I get to wear? Will I look my best? And if I'm going there, what table will I be sitting on? Will I be next to Auntie Bridie, who asked me, when's it going to happen for me? Or why have I got no one to date?
I know, it's mortifying, because generally, if you are single, you're probably going to be invited to a wedding without a plus one, so you can't bring a pal with you. So you either go on your own or you don't go at all. What are your recommendations? Are they good places to meet people?
It's a lot of pressure to try and meet them. And if you're meeting them on a wedding night, usually you might partake in things that you probably wouldn't ordinarily.
What could you possibly mean, Fergal?
I have no idea, Trina. What time is this on at? So many people that I know would say, if I get another single invite without a plus one, just because I happen to be single, making it out that I've got no friends or no one that I could actually ask, I'll just go mad. I'd rather not go at all. And there's so many people who are refusing to go to fairly decent friends' weddings because they're not given,
because they don't want to go on their own.
Yeah. And they can't abide sitting at the table. The table of the singletons. And it's like, seriously, don't put me there again. I have a lot to say. I have a lot to contribute. Please give me an option to bring someone.
Fellas don't mind, though, going to weddings on their own, do they? They don't care.
As long as they have the lads to hang out with and have the crack with. Yeah, not so much. Guys will be a little less perturbed by it all. Women do feel it a little bit more. That's what we're hearing anyway.
Okay, so if you're going to a wedding and you have your eye on somebody, you see someone that might be okay, how would you approach it? You're going to get all Fergal secrets now, how he wooed his missus.
Well, okay, from man to woman. I think finding a connection through, like, at the mass, I would do it early from the get-go, when everyone's sitting down waiting for the bride to arrive and things are like, oh God, here he's looking at our phones and we're looking at this, that and the other. I would just find a nice seat next to the person that you're thinking of wooing throughout.
Right.
And I'd start from the very beginning and I would just be quite cool, playing it quite easy, but just let them know that you're interested. Let them know that you're looking forward to a fun day ahead, instead of waiting till 2 a.m. in the morning when everyone is just bloobas and not
able loving
to,
the gob.
Yeah. Do it a bit classier. Set your goal out from the early stages is my advice.
What do you think then for people who are inviting singletons to their wedding? Should they be giving them a plus one, or what would you do?
Well, it's all down to cost. What is it like now these days?
You're talking 100 ahead,
150 ahead, and you're thinking, well, if the other person is going to be finding a plus one just for the sake of finding a plus one, can I afford to do that as the bride and groom? And I think it's best for the bride and groom, if they are friends with this person, just to say, look, would you like for me to invite you as a single on your own, or would you like to be given the option of a plus one?
Yeah.
Just be honest with, if they're important enough to you to go to the wedding, you should be able to have that conversation with them.
Of course, yeah. What about bringing a relatively new love interest to a wedding as your date to a wedding? Is that a good idea, or kind of a bit of a, oh my God, this is getting too serious too soon?
Well, we would have had people that would join Intro that will say, look, I've got a wedding in August that I don't want to be going to on my own.
Right, so they're actively joining, so they have a date for the wedding.
Actively joining. And we had one situation where, I'll never forget, the man, it was two brothers living together, working on a farm, and the girlfriend was living in the farmhouse with, you know, the brother, because they were going out. And one day, the two of them come into the kitchen and say to the second brother, oh, by the way, we're actually now together. And they'd been together for the last 3 years. So she was with both.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. And then they said, oh, and by the way, we're getting married. So they had to remain working together on the farm. And he was like, I cannot go to this wedding on my own when my brother has just stolen my girlfriend, my life partner.
That is the weirdest thing ever.
And still having to work together. People are just not nice.
I say you hear all kinds of stories, do you?
All sorts. Having Intro has really opened our eyes to what goes on in people's lives and the stuff that people get up to and why they come in here to try and escape an awful lot of that drama. And it's just mind games everywhere.
So would you bring a date to a wedding? A new date?
Only if you feel that it has legs and it's potentially going to go somewhere in future. But for the sake of it, just for the sake of it, do not. You'll have far more fun on your own, just kicking back with your friends and just enjoying yourself and seeing what will happen. don't worry. People nowadays don't judge people for going to weddings on their own. People are in relationships. They're out of relationships for a while. You should do it when you feel comfortable. Get into a relationship when you feel comfortable. But you should be comfortable going to a wedding on your own. You shouldn't need the other person there with
you. Yeah, you know what single women are hating now at weddings? The throwing of the bouquet. When I got married there last year, nobody would go up for the throwing of the bouquet. Loads of them were single.
Yeah.
They were like, I am not going to be the one that catches that bouquet and everybody's glaring at me.
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's a little archaic at this stage when you think about it.
God, I used to be up there like a rugby player. I've got about four of them in my time.
Well, we're very proud in Ireland nowadays. We're very much, I'm not going to show them that I want something out of
this. I want to be the next married. Yeah.
No, that's beneath me. I'm not going to do that.
Fergal, how can we contact you if we are interested in getting a date or getting into a relationship? Not that you're available, but you will set people up.
Yeah, absolutely. They can ring us either on 016-777-000. We're open 7 days a week, or they can contact us through the website intro.ie.
You're open 7 days a week?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Holy God.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.30, Saturday, Sunday, 9 to 3. Our Sunday appointments, though, are booked out for 5 months now in advance.
Go away.
People come from all over the country, literally.
They're coming up on their weekend when they're off work.
Making
whatever.
A night of it on Saturday, going out, meeting old friends they haven't seen in years, and then going to shows, doing whatever, going for dinner, and then come in on Sunday and get the train back to wherever after.
That is really good to know that actually you're there at the weekend as well. And you're just on Grafton Street.
Yeah, we're in the middle of Grafton Street, across the road from Bewley's, number 24 and 25, Grafton Street. Yeah, so it's handy that people know it's fairly central and they can easily find it.
Yeah,
and,
I think when you say you're based on Grafton Street, people know where you are.
They know. Well, yeah, you'd be surprised.
Thanks, Fergal.
Thank
this
you.
Is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.